Hey, St. Louis, it's Brad from Truman Sports Bar in Soulard.
That's our guy.
It's that time again when the Blues are headed to the playoffs and the Redbirds are just getting started. Let Truman's be the spot you start your rally cry at before the game. And we'll take you to the stadium on our free shuttle. Or sail in, just like Tim would, on our beautiful sports patio.
Doc, this is so hot!
Truman's in Soulard, your neighborhood bar. Visit us online at trumansoulard.com.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports. 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:07 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Doug, it's the 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Acorns Golf Links. That's where we need to be playing. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask our friend Charlie Marlowe, who's sitting across from you today, to join us in our threesome. Like that threesome.
Threesome.
That would be a good place to go. Because the Acorns is a fine layout. It's a wonderful tract.
Don't say tract.
I know, I shouldn't have.
Yeah, you chastised Jennings.
I know, I'm just trying to come up with different
Jennings.
Ways to say course. I could not be any sorry. You know the thing you do, Charlie? You go out there, you get your group together. Maybe it's a bachelor party. You're going to be married soon.
Correct.
Maybe you get your group together.
Ish.
Get your group together. Get to take a bus over there. It's like 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. You sit out there, and what you do, you get on that patio on the 18th hole. You sit out there, and you have a couple beers, and you watch. The 18th is the one where you try to drive the water. It's like 260. You try to drive over the water and see if it gets on the green, or maybe your ball meets a watery grave.
And then you heckle other people?
Heckle, absolutely, you can heckle.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a big part of the experience there at the Acorns, whether you can fly that 18th green.
Fly with me. Think about it.
Come fly away.
Charlie, today you were asking who's on the program.
I was.
And I have the Get Tinted STL Captain's Log for you. We have Steve Conroy, 15-year NHL veteran. And Blackhawks TV analyst at 8 o'clock, Rick Hummel, Hall of Fame baseball writer, regular here on the program throughout the course of the Cardinal baseball season. He's with us at 9 o'clock. Plus, the Lakeside Roofing exit poll, the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, and your emails for the email of the day. We are living in a Cucky the Dwarf era, and I'm excited to see what he'll bring to the table coming up at 9:45 for the email of the day. $20 gift card to Llewellyn's Pub. Llewellyn's in Soulard is where we will be broadcasting, courtesy of Anheuser-Busch and Maker's Mark on Monday. Llewellyn's in Soulard for the Cardinal home opener as they take on the Milwaukee Brewers. But the focus of this program, and in particular in the Acorn 7 o'clock hour, the Blues coming back to tie the Blackhawks in the final minute and 10 seconds. And then winning it in a thrilling overtime period to ensure that they have home ice in the first series. Even if they're playing Chicago, they know that the first two games will be at the Scott Trade Center. But also...
Oh.
Yep, right there.
Sounds like there's a real caveat to it.
Right there was the transition.
Mm-hmm.
They have a chance to win the Central and, in turn, the number one seed in the Western Conference. Here's how it sounded last night at the United Center.
Oh, hit the lever, Plowsy. Hit the lever, Plowsy. Plowsy, hit the lever.
On the stick of Steen. Now the Blues to center. There goes Elliott off. Steen dumps it in. Six attacker. Shattenkirk a drive. Rebound. They score! Tarasenko has tied the game with 1:16 to go. It's 1-1.
Tie it up at 1:16, and Jeremy Rutherford immediately noted the irony on the Twitter tweets. A team that had given up so many goals with the opposition's net empty. Brian Elliott, Doug calls him Kid Els, skates off the ice, and about 4 seconds later, after a perfect dump in, there is Vladimir Tarasenko for a wide-open net on the rebound to tie it at one, and then we go into overtime, and oh my, the scoring opportunities were glorious.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Stay!
Tip-tap!
Hanger.
I think we can say now and state a good case for it that Brian Elliott is the top goalie in the league right now.
You got yourself a really hot take all of a sudden.
As we stand right now, I think he's the best. I can't think of anyone I'd rather have in the Nets than Brian Elliott anywhere in the league.
It is funny, though, that even when he's been going on this run, a lot of people are like, no, I think when Jake Allen's healthy, he should be out there. And then you look at the stats, and Brian Elliott for the last, month or so, has led all of the NHL in goals against average and save percentage.
Well, that thing could have been over last night with about 5 minutes left when the Blackhawks got the penalty shot. But he had a number of, and he saved that, of course, but he had a number of saves, not only in the third period, but also in overtime. The scoring chances, I describe them as glorious.
Yeah, why are they always glorious scoring chances?
Well, because it's a short word.
I think you're overstating it just a little bit. It's a glorious scoring chance.
What's wrong with that?
It just seems like it's overstating it a little bit.
I like it. I like it a lot is what I do.
But if Elliott was 23 years old and putting up these numbers, we'd say this is just going to be the greatest goalie in the history of the league. But since he's been around a while and his label was always, well, he's a backup. He's okay as a starter, but he's kind of a backup. No matter how well he plays, it's hard for him in the minds of some to shake that label of, well, you know, we'll see. When throughout the year, he's been the best goalie in the league by any statistical measure, by one loss record. He's been it.
But that's my point, is that even through all this, there's a lot of people, not just nationally, but here in St. Louis, that are like, well, when Jake comes back, he's going to be the playoff goalie. And I don't think anyone is saying that anymore, or at least not many people.
No, I can't believe you would. I can't believe you would.
So you're saying it's Moose over Snake?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd say it's Moose over anybody right now. I don't care who the other guy was that you had. I can't think of anyone I'd rather have playing goalie right now than Brian Elliott.
How about this?
What if Carey Price is healthy?
Felix Potvin.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, that kind of was out of nowhere.
Now, hold on a second.
Because he's been out of the game for a while, but yeah.
Manon Raoum.
Well, she was much better looking than all NHL goalies.
Think about that.
Yeah. She was really quite attractive. And actually appeared in a game for Tampa Bay, right?
Or was she Benning?
Yeah.
And her brother played for Lazenote?
Pascal
Royon.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to go that way now.
So you're happy with Cadell?
Yes, absolutely.
So with the win and then also Dallas winning, nice to see the Avalanche really get after it with four shots on goal in the first period. I mean, they came to play.
Mm-hmm.
The Stars beat the Avalanche last night. So here is your scenario, Doug. If the Stars were to lose and the Blues were to win, or if the Stars were to lose and the Blues were to just pick up a point, the Blues would be the number one team, not only, of course, in the Central, but also in the Western Conference. And that means they would avoid the Blackhawks and take on the Minnesota Wild, a team that has lost four in a row. And even though they don't like to acknowledge it, they are backing in to the playoffs. So either way, it's either the team they played in 2014, the Blackhawks, or the team they played in 2015, the Minnesota Wild. That is official. Theoretically, it still could have been the Stars going into last night because the Blackhawks had a chance for the division. But that is no longer in play. It's either the Blackhawks or the Wild. But you know this, Jack.
What?
You know this, Jack. Next Wednesday or Thursday night at the Scott Trade Center, there's going to be 19,000 plus getting ready to watch the first of 16 wins before that parade makes its way down market.
Mm.
How about ya?
Nice. Well, there's no real reason why it couldn't be the Blues this year. They have no real weakness. They have no glaring weakness. They've got goal scorers. They're hot here at the end. They're getting healthy at the end. They should have virtually everybody available to them, assuming Backes comes back. Allen may or may not come back, but probably wouldn't play anyway. Assuming Backes is back and Fabry is back, you got everybody. There's not going to be a whole lot of teams in the league that have everybody, that are playing well here at the end, that have the hottest goalie in the league. There's no reason this can't be the year.
Maybe I'm naive, but going up to Chicago last night and winning that game, which was essentially a playoff-type game because there was a lot on the line for both teams. That showed me something last night. I know it happened later in the game, and it was a really close game, and easily the Blues could have lost that 1-0, but it did give me a little confidence that maybe this is the year the Blues are a little better than the Blackhawks. But also, Chicago's one of those teams that when they get to the postseason, it's like it's just a different level sometimes.
If I had to wager, the Blues will be playing the Blackhawks. Nashville has no incentive to bring the heat tomorrow. in Dallas and Washington, who clinched the President's Trophy a couple weeks ago, has lost three in a row. They're not exactly bringing their A team either. So, Doug, if you're interested, I would parlay the Blues and the Stars.
I would think so.
And get your 2.5-to-1 payoff. Maybe put down $5,000, just a small taste for you. And do something with that $12,250. Maybe you get Netflix.
It's almost not even worth it.
Really?
I don't really need another $12,000
to tip.
Yeah. $12,000, no thank you. I couldn't be bothered to even place the bet.
Well, I'm going to release a play. I've just released a 5-star play. It's unbelievable.
You?
Blues and Stars tomorrow, parlay it.
Yeah.
Now, I hope...
they'll be heavy favorites, both, I would think.
I hope that I'm wrong, because I hope that the Blues win, and I hope that the Stars somehow lose to the Predators, but I just don't see what the incentive is for the Predators to bring their A game, whereas the Stars are most definitely going to try and win that thing and avoid the Blackhawks in the first round and take on... the Minnesota Wild, the team has lost four in a row when they really, and it's not like the Minnesota Wild was in the Capitals position. They were battling, and they just got very fortunate that the Avalanche just tanked it. And so they were able to clinch a playoff spot. I'll sit here and go, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled that they're playing as well as they're playing. What a win. I mean, that was the best win of the year. And so huge. Joel Quenneville was pulling his goalie in a 1-1 game. How unreal is that? But that shows the need in his mind to get that home ice advantage. And I realize of the four series the Blackhawks won to win the cup last year, only one time did they have home ice. But Quenneville, in a 1-1 game, he pulls his goalie. He was pulling his goalie. He was pulling Scott Darling with about 40. He was trying to, and then he eventually did with about 10 seconds left in regulation. But as far as the Blues and the Stars and this battle for the Central, odds are both are going to win tomorrow because the two teams are playing have nothing to play for. And I'm going to sit there and go, God bless America, those two games against Edmonton and Calgary, if they could have just gotten 1 point, you know. But considering what they dealt with health-wise, considering what they've dealt with from the beginning of the season until here they are in the threshold of the 82nd game of the season, to be in this position is outstanding. And, if they do get the Blackhawks in the first round and can get past them, I think you're going to see a lot of people who are casual fans jump aboard and take on the Stars, a team Kelly Chase described. Yeah, sure, they might wind up with the second highest point total in the league, tied with the Blues with the second highest point total in all the league, but a team that may match up really well for the Blues versus Los Angeles and Anaheim, a couple teams that Chase doesn't necessarily think will be great matchups for the Blues. So if you can get past the Blackhawks and get the Stars, set things up, maybe get to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2001. And when you think about it, actually, Doug, historically, this is really fun. And this is something Anna Marie and I spent some time on last night. We workshopped it. They went to the Campbell Conference, now Western Conference Finals, in 1986, the Monday Night Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Wickenheiser. Mm-hmm. In 1986, and then 15 years later, they went up against the Avalanche, no Peter Forsberg because his appendix was removed, if I'm not mistaken. So I remember at the time thinking, oh, sweet, clear path to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Sure.
Didn't necessarily work out that way.
No, sir.
And now 15 years later, they go back to the Western Conference Finals. So every 15 years, the Blues go to the Western Conference Finals.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty good
so
to be us.
That's a Sports Sunday feature. Maybe you just want to have me on Sunday. We just need to tape it before 3 because
well,
of the poker
tournament. We could just clip this off and just play it.
Yeah, like a phoner.
With a shot of maybe you on the phone.
Right.
That's what they did in the old days.
That's just lazy producing.
That's the way we used to do it. We'd have a picture of a guy holding a phone up, and then you just play his voice underneath it.
And it would say, on the phone,
mm-hmm.
Tim McKernan, broadcast hero.
Yep, no, you can Skype it. You can Skype it.
Yeah, that Skype quality, though, sometimes.
Not great. No,
not the best.
But it's better than a picture of a guy on the phone.
It was his spleen, Tim. Nice show prep. Thanks, Barnhart Brawler. Doug, was it Peter Forsberg's spleen, or was it his appendix?
I think it was his spleen. I remember that. And then we had the big discussion of what does the spleen do for you and all that. Can you live with or without it?
When the sports department goes into the medical field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he took a stick right up under the rib cage or something.
Oh.
Not in the shrubs, no. He took it in the rib area, underneath the ribs.
Yeah. Pony up this weekend with some salt and smoke. People are posting their pictures on the fan page left and right, and they hashtag it Free Dotem when they sign their receipts, Doug. This campaign is now crossing over into what they call the private sector.
Well, I've seen nothing from Deke Dotem himself. to indicate that he has apologized, that he has changed his ways, that he has done anything at all to better himself and make the world a little friendlier place. Right. So the suspension remains intact, Tim, very much intact.
But a lot of people are going to Salt and Smoke and writing Freedotum on their seats. They're doing it at Billy G's as well, Jack. It will be at Billy G's broadcasting in 6 days. Wow.
Go ahead and go to the restaurants. Go ahead and go to the restaurants proper. But don't write Freedotum on the receipts. It's not appreciated.
I told Tim this, I think, yesterday. I don't think it was on air. But in Vegas this past weekend, I'm on the flight on Sunday night, coming back to St. Louis. It's like almost 8 o'clock at night. I go to the restroom. And I use the restroom. I'm washing my hands. I walk past. This gentleman replaces me, Doug, in the urinal. After I leave, I go wash my hands, and I'm walking out.
You use that term before, replaces me in the urinal?
Not really.
Well, no. I'm done, so then he comes after me.
Sure he is.
Right?
Yeah, I just say he was next.
Okay. Ipso facto. I walk past, and he says something to me. I say, what? And he goes, Freedotum.
He did not.
This is the McCarran Airport in Las Vegas.
God bless his soul.
And he says Freedotum to me.
God bless his soul.
How about that?
What a tragedy. I bet that plane ride on a late Sunday night coming from Vegas to St. Louis, I bet that's got some people that look like they've just been really put to the ringer.
Honestly, though, I think that flight is way better than if you're getting the earliest flight on Sunday morning. You know what I'm saying? People aren't even going to sleep. If you have a 6 a.m. flight
they on that
Sunday
light.
Morning, you're not going to bed.
No. I hate flights like that. You got to get up. Well, let's set the alarm for 3:30. Maybe we can get out of the house by 4:15, 4:30, and be there by 5:15, and then check in, and we'll sit there for an hour. Those are the worst.
But if you're in Las Vegas and you have a 6 a.m. flight, you're not going to sleep.
No.
You're just going to
get
back about 4:45 and just head on over.
It takes that long?
What do you mean, to get to the airport? Don't you want to get there about 45 minutes?
Oh, I was thinking
you're
going to get home at 4:45 in the afternoon.
Listen.
You can get direct flights from here to Vegas, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
You can.
Absolutely. About 2:30 on a Friday afternoon, nonstop.
What's it cost?
You can get it for like $1.75 if you book it early enough.
Round trip?
No, the one way.
Yeah. I use those points, those Southwest points.
Oh, yeah, a lot of points, baby, do you?
You got to rack up the points over the years, over the months, Doug, with your credit card, and then you use it for a nice, fun trip.
Okay. I think we need to do a show out there some week.
I know, we really do. We really, really do.
Set up at the pool, show ourselves off a little
bit. Can you imagine all those girls from L.A. finally getting a chance to see us do the show?
Yeah, it'd be a big moment for them. Big, big moment for them.
They were talking about it. All the girls in Vegas were saying, because they stream.
When is it going to happen?
They stream, right. And it's earlier there, so they have to get up at 5 in the morning.
Right, but they do.
To listen. But it's like they were saying, what if we could see those guys in person with their shirts off?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. They probably charge extra for the hotel that night and a little more to get into the pool.
Yeah, it's like when Mayweather and Pacquiao fought last night.
I would think so, yeah.
Plowboy, would you be in for this, or you got to stay here and work at Billy G's?
Anything you need me to do, I'm there. And Vegas sounds like a fantastic little giveaway, Tim.
Giveaway. Getaway? Giveaway.
Both.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I guess both work.
If it's free, it could be a giveaway getaway.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily want to stay there maybe a whole week, but a couple of days, absolutely.
Vegas for a whole week would just wear you out, wouldn't it?
I have my traditional May/June trip booked, and I booked 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
I did.
2 weeks.
Even Anna Marie was a bit appalled.
I like that.
Thank you, Charlie.
2 weeks of gambling every day or just showing yourself off at that pool?
Probably be on, off with it. That's when the World Series of Poker starts up in the Venetian Deep Stacks event, which is where I play in May and June. It's my favorite week or two of the year. Just depends on where things are.
When you're
Charlie, as you know, there are always things going on.
There's always a lot of balls in the air.
There are always a lot of balls
in the air.
As they say. There have never been more balls in the air than right now. So we'll see where things are.
When you go to the pool scene, do you wear some heels to make your legs look longer?
No, but that's actually a good idea. But there are a lot of broads who wear heels to the pool. It's a whole thing. It's definitely... Orange County opens up on Friday afternoon, and they make the three-hour drive, and there they are. There they are. Everybody wants to be a Kardashian. That's what's going on in Las Vegas.
Yourself included.
On more of a Rob.
The next show that you'll be in?
Rob Kardashian.
He put on a lot of weight, right?
He bulked up for the holidays.
Did he? Yeah.
And now is he with that Black China? Is that who he's with? Probably, is that right? Is he with Black China?
He's with an African-American woman.
They're
well,
engaged,
her name
Tim.
Is Black China.
But she is African-American.
Well, it's a nice coincidence.
Yes, I think it It's more than a coincidence, though.
They're actually engaged, Tim.
Oh, my God.
We just send them a gift. Where are they registered, do you think?
I don't know. Apparently, I don't know if this is common. Charlie, you actually just got engaged, so maybe you can answer this. He bought the ring and that day proposed.
Did interesting.
Very interesting. Doug, yeah. Is that interesting?
Well, just moderately. There's probably been other people who've bought the ring and then couldn't wait to give it to her and go ahead and propose that day. Otherwise, you might risk losing the ring. Misplacing it, having it stolen.
Drop it in the couch or something.
You could.
I think most people, when you get the ring, you kind of make sure you keep it in a special spot.
I would think so. Well, how long did you have yours before?
Yeah, that's a good question, Doug.
I think I had it for a couple weeks.
Did you?
Maybe just like 10 days. Maybe 2 weeks. No longer than that.
Yeah.
But it takes a while to get it made. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, once you pick it up, you may as well go ahead and do it, give it away.
This is true.
And you went to Shane Co.?
I went to Shane Co.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company.
And also, when I proposed, I held that ring box open a couple extra seconds, just like in The Bachelor, so she could see the product placement.
Wow.
Right.
And then we zoomed in for the Facebook
pictures.
That's
nice, sir. Well done.
We want to make sure they know how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, that was a nice moment. That's a moment in your life you'll never forget, Charlie.
It sure was, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug was never going to leave his wife for me, so I figure I might as well marry a woman. So true.
I don't recall that conversation that we had.
I could just tell, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, 8 years I've known you, if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll go our separate ways.
Well, I'm glad that you're happy.
I am happy.
Yeah.
Your fiance, fine. Your fiance, fine.
She's probably listening right now.
Loyal listener, she texts in?
She doesn't text.
She texts in as Rick Walmsley by chance?
I don't think so. Okay. She could, and I wouldn't know about it.
Come on,
I don't
she
think
wouldn't
she
know
does.
Who Rick Walmsley was.
No. Like I said, she doesn't like sports.
She doesn't like him at all?
Not really.
Well, what does she like about you?
I'm really good looking.
That's right. That's right.
You need anything else?
Okay. No. No.
I'm
just
a solid St. Louis 9.
You still sticking with that? You think you're a St. Louis 9?
I think so, yeah.
I actually think it's possible.
Well, the more I walk around and kind of look at everybody else.
Yeah, that's kind of my reasoning.
You feel pretty good about yourself?
People are just bulking up. I mean, I don't want to say people are just bulking up around here. I don't know what the hell happened. It's been about the last 15 years. I'm going, what in the world happened? But hey, enjoy your meatball cones. Plowboy, you're staying svelte, but you said you're up to $130? Heads up.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about doing daily push-up sit-ups. I'm not a gym.
Like Herschel Walker did, Doug.
So I think if I can knock out a couple hundo of each a day, you're talking in a several months. I could be gaining some weight.
Muscle mass. Huh.
Yep.
Do you eat enough, though, to put on weight?
I do. Eating's never been an issue for me. It's just keeping that fat content on without, you know, I have a fast metabolism, so I usually sweat it out in the evening at night. And so,
how do you sweat it out at night, baby?
I sweat a lot in bed.
Why?
Snag that for the Burnerly Cutlery.
But I just do. I don't have a.
Do you have like an air conditioner?
Well, I have like a fan going at all times, the dehumidifier. I mean, I got the full deal.
Maybe you need to get on some creatine or something, protein powder, something to bulk up a little bit.
Nah, it's way too expensive. You got to be actually dedicated and want to get bigger to buy supplements. And
protein not, shake?
I'm just not down for that. Mm. I'd rather have a soda.
I lost 21 pounds by doing nothing.
That's not what Doug Schlenk teaches at Evolve Personal Fitness.
I wouldn't think
record.
So. No.
Is Larry still losing?
I don't believe he is.
I feel like he's plateaued.
He looks better. The last time we saw him at the Alton Casino, he looked better than
he did a few months previous. That is true.
I think the problem is these pictures that I see, I'm not on Snapchat, but the pictures I see of Larry, he always takes them sometimes in not the most flattering angles.
Yeah. If you hold the camera 6 inches from your face, you're going to look really overweight.
Right. And if you dip your chin down or you can see all like the rolls in your neck like this.
Yeah.
Guys, who can do the most push-ups of everybody there? I don't know. I had my push-up. They did like a thing. They're doing a thing at Evolve Personal Fitness. You max out your push-ups, so I actually know how many I can do. And because we just did them on Tuesday, and I was kind of disappointed with my performance. I don't know, Charlie. I would think you would be my biggest competition here.
I don't know. Doug's got some rippling power.
Doug's lithe, though.
No. But his with my my shoulder. Frozen shoulder. Injury. I got two shoulder issues.
But at the
right
same
now.
Time, Bobo is only pushing up $130, so who knows? Maybe he could just, like, knock him out.
How many can you do?
What do you think?
Is this in 1 minute? Or
just
continuous?
Max before, you know.
150.
150, holy
I'm going to say, so you're talking just in a row until you fall down.
Right.
I'm going to say 67.
I think I got this. I have enough muscle to keep going, but I don't have a lot of fat to, like, you know, make it a little bit more difficult. Like, not saying you, Troy, but you're 6'4",
oh, okay, I get it.
6'5". Wow. I mean, you got a little bit more
so
than
I'm
me.
A lard ass.
So I would think out of the competition, Doug has no chance.
Whoa.
No.
He's got bad shoulders.
That's true.
Yeah, bad shoulders.
In between segments, he does his own
He was doing it in the middle of an interview yesterday.
In college, there was a time I was doing 200.
200 in a row?
Uh-huh.
Holy crap. Are you serious?
We didn't do weights. We didn't lift weights. They always said, no, don't get off those weights. It'll make you too bulky. So that was good advice we were given. Wonderful. Thanks. Thanks a lot for that advice. Said, now you can do push-ups. So we got to where I could almost do them indefinitely before you get bored and said, okay, that's enough.
Really?
Full push-ups to lock
I weighed all of 100.
Oh, way up and down.
I weighed all of 160, 165 pounds maybe.
Hello.
Hey.
Got some treats for you.
We got treats?
In the middle of the segment.
Cowboy told me to walk in, so.
All right. What have you got there?
Well, I brought some Mobertucky barbecue sauce for you guys.
Mobertucky barbecue sauce.
Yeah. There you go.
How about this? Some sauces.
Yeah, sauces and fixings, Doug.
And I didn't make the special trip just to come up here to see you guys.
Well, look at this.
And one for Plowsy, too.
Look at that, Doug.
Black Market barbecue sauce.
Yep.
Four mason jars of
mason
sauce.
Jars. You don't see them often.
Wow. And what's your name?
Bobby Vestal.
Oh, this is Bobby Vestal.
Bobby Vestal.
Oh, I didn't
Bobby
know.
Bobby Vestal.
Yeah.
Vestal or Bestal?
Vestal.
Vestal.
He prefers Bestal, though.
Vestal.
Yeah. I didn't know I was walking right in. Plowsy said, go ahead and walk on in. I didn't know I was walking into the middle of the show.
All well, right, Plowboy.
Ours is the type of show where friends feel they can drop in at any time.
And we've been saying it for 12 years, but in this case, it actually just happened.
Doug was just bragging that he could do 200 push-ups back in the day.
When I weighed about 165 pounds, and I was about 20 years old.
What do you weigh now, about 180?
About 185, 187.
It's so different. This is the show, huh?
Guys, I call BS on 200. That's from the old turkey neck.
That does sound like a lot.
It's not when you're not very very heavy.
But full and lockout, I'm talking all the way down. Touching your chest to the ground, full lockout.
Well, you know, whether they were 100% perfect push-ups, I don't know. For me, it was a push-up.
I'm just saying, 200 seems
like a lot.
A lot
of people could do that. If you're that young and you don't weigh a whole lot, that's...
I remember doing that for fitness tests, though, in high school and all that. I don't remember anybody getting 200.
Well, there was a lot of guys that I was with.
Maybe we do a little stricter push-ups where I'm from.
Could be.
So you probably had like your knees on the ground like the girl
pushed. I didn't.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You could not work out for a while and sit there and do 35 or 40, couldn't you? Without working out.
But it's different, like I said. If you're just kind of going down where you're not fully locking out, you can just, you know, pump them out for a long time. But if you're truly going all the way down and up and locking out, I feel like you're going
to
do...
I wasn't doing it to see how many I could do and to brag about it. I did it because that's what made me stronger and because that was a good workout. And I was exhausted when it was over.
Alpina texting in. You remember Alpina.
Of course.
Loves America, now EMT. He says 126 in a row is his max out.
And he's pretty strong.
He's a much bigger guy.
El Gato Grande.
Yeah. He's 210.
All I'm saying is 200 seems like a lot.
I am really impressed by that.
Well, I was a skinny rail.
I'm so impressed that I don't believe you.
Oh, my word.
Well, I just don't... No. I don't feel like you're doing
strict... I won't be able to do it again, I can promise you that.
I don't feel like you're doing strict, full push-ups. That's all I'm saying.
You're calling Doug out from, like, 1975.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We used to do these fitness tests in basketball and baseball where the strongest dudes in the school could not do... And one of the tests was how many push-ups you can do in a row... You know, how many sit-ups, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
Nobody got 200.
The biggest, strongest guys.
We're talking the wrestlers and, you know, guys that are 135 but super ripped.
Well, I would think that those guys probably could.
Because we do.
That was their
focus. They shave all of their body hair just curious?
Oh, they do. I'd shave it for them. But we're talking.
Be right back.
We're talking guys that are ripped and jacked.
It's not the big guys that can climb a rope to the ceiling either.
I'm just talking about the wrestlers, like guys that are pound for pound super strong. I don't remember anybody getting close to 200 pushups. All I'm saying.
What do they do?
You know, 110, 130, 90.
Oh, if you're in really good shape and young, you can do 90 pushups pretty easy.
I don't know, Doug. I want to hear somebody back from the Kirkwood Pioneers.
I don't know why, I understand where you're coming from because I'm like, that's insane to me, but I don't know why Doug would be making it up.
No, I just don't think he was doing full strict pushups. Wow. That's all I'm saying.
So you're calling out his
dedication. Even when I said, Doug, are you touching the ground? Are you going full lock? I go, eh.
Well, I wouldn't think, if someone was judging me for an absolute perfect pushup, probably not, but it felt like a pushup. I wasn't intentionally trying to cheat. My goal wasn't how many absolute perfect pushups can I do. My goal was to wear myself out and build some muscles.
You're lying. Your goal was 40, 50 years later to brag to everyone on local AM radio and elevate your pushup total.
Yeah.
Try to make yourself sound cooler.
I guess that makes sense now that
you caught me.
It's the 7 o'clock hour. We're talking pushups and blues win here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You're welcome to get involved by calling in the Appliance Discounter phone lines, 314-880-0080. You can text in 314-880-0080. Our 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Acorns Golf, online at acornsgolflinks.com. We'll have Steve Conroy, former Chicago Blackhawk, current Blackhawks TV analyst, with us at 8 o'clock talking on the Blues and Blackhawks. Most likely, two teams will be doing battle in the playoffs in the first round for the second time in 3 years, starting either Wednesday or Thursday at the Scott Trade Center. Doug, have you heard anything from your sources as to when the first game would be? The NHL playoffs tell us that you don't know when they're going to be, and you try to schedule things, and you don't know.
I know, because I've had to try to schedule a few things myself, including an out-of-town trip that I was unable to schedule.
Oh, where are you finna go?
Because I was going to go to a push-up
convention?
No, a reunion of my old Miami TV station from the 1980s. But because I don't have any clue when the Blues playoffs are going to be, and I may be in town, out of town, the only one in town, I can't go.
Why don't you make Mo work?
He will be working. But they have not said. As of yesterday, I looked everywhere I could possibly look, and nobody knows yet what the playoff schedule is going to be. They haven't made it.
But I heard tell, aren't Mumford & Sons at Scottrade next week?
Yeah. Somebody had texted in about that.
Is it Thursday? Or is it Friday? I'm looking it up right now.
Doug,
somebody told me that the Mumford & Sons concert.
Why don't you look it up and I will wait. I will wait for you.
Oh, look what you did. It's April 16th.
Wow.
That means that's a Saturday, correct?
Wow, it does. So therefore, Blues when's been in Friday?
That's what it would seem like to me.
Probably so.
When's been in Friday?
And then a travel day and then go to
Chi-Town stand up
Sunday,
a little Tuesday? Sunday evening festivity at the United Center.
What about Sunday though, the big game? If you're thinking Blues Blackhawks, that matinee on that's going to be a marquee matchup, Doug.
Yeah, don't say marquee.
What do you want me to say?
A darn fine matchup.
What about the Islanders and Wings?
That will also be quite a tilt.
You
got Yzerman, you got Fedorov.
That sounds about right, though, for the Blues Wednesday and Friday.
All right. Well, there we go. That's been figured out.
Well, I don't know that we should write that in stone.
Do you think they'll bump Mumford & Sons?
No.
That's what happened with Vince McMahon and Stan Kroenke. And Vince McMahon was none too pleased about the Nuggets playoff schedule.
I suppose you think it's possible to do, well, no, you couldn't set up a concert stage in a couple hours, could you? Like if the Blues played at noon, got done by 3, you couldn't set a concert stage and have it ready by 7.
What if Mumford came out there during the intermissions and played a couple hits?
That'd be nice.
While the Zamboni was out there.
Yep. It's not going to happen, Chuck.
There's no way you did 200 push-ups.
Oh, no, not back to that.
What's that? I didn't say anything.
I think there's probably a lot of people, a lot of skinny people that could do 200.
Do you think the Plowboy could do 200 push-ups?
I want to talk to a local.
He worked out a lot.
I want to talk to a local gym teacher who does these fitness tests that they all do.
That's a lot of the audience.
That's true. And I want to hear like who did the most push-ups at Melville High and also at Lindbergh.
Rashenu Jenkins.
This wasn't in high school. This was in college. This is during playing college baseball, doing no other workouts, No other weightlifting at all.
All I'm saying is...
That's what we did.
I think it would be hard to do 200 strict push-ups.
Well, it wasn't easy. No, it was not easy.
You actually said earlier that you were getting bored doing it. It was so easy.
I'm telling you, when you if you get it
go
down,
to the tape.
You almost get to the point where you get tired of doing it.
I'm not saying you weren't a very strong man.
I wasn't a real strong man. I was a real skinny man.
I think we should do a poll. You can do those Twitter polls, right?
Okay.
And just say, do you think Doug Vaughn back in, what is this, like 73?
No, probably 75.
75. Do you think Doug Vaughn could do 200 strict proper push-ups? Or
now, I've told you, by your definition, they may not have been strict proper push-ups.
So
they
I
may
think
have
you
been,
should say you did like 130.
It may have been this way. I wasn't locking up completely and doing really slow push-ups. I was doing this thing.
I rest my case.
Tim, didn't you say you did like 80 in a couple minutes? What was your record?
They did a 3-minute thing at Evolve. That was another monthly test thing. And I think I did 85, I think.
And that's going about as fast as you can go?
Well, no, not at all. Because you know you're going to reach point of failure. So you got to stop and then gear back up, because if I were to like knock out what my max is, which is in the 55 range before failure, then I'm not going to be able to get, you know,
yeah,
to the point where I'm going to be able to function again within the next couple of minutes. It's a sexual analogy, but it actually works.
Hmm.
So you do like 30 real quick, rest, do another 30, and then try to max out for the final minute.
Yeah.
So I got the 85. But yeah, I mean, my max, the test I did was 55, and I was kind of surprised by that it was that low. But then you're saying you did 200. Now I'm like horrified by it.
This is pretty amazing. I'm looking up the world records for push-ups. This is according to recordholders.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it says nonstop. Somebody from Japan in 1980 named Minoru Yoshida did 10,507 push-ups nonstop. I just can't believe that.
Well, that makes Doug and I look really bad.
Yeah.
How about this?
The poll's up on Twitter, Doug, so we'll figure out what people think.
If you're not pushing up a whole lot of weight and you get used to doing them, you can crank out a lot of them.
Frank Cusimano chiming in says, Tom Seaver believes Doug did it, and so do I.
There you go.
There's two votes.
Mm-hmm.
Two nothing right now.
Wow. I just think you should do a Twitter poll.
I already did one.
Okay. Let's wait. Let's wait a couple hours. Let's get a lot of people in. It'll be real scientific, Doug.
It won't be.
I'm a U.S. Army vet here. 200 proper push-ups? Yeah, right.
I'm not here saying I was the world's fittest man by any stretch, or that I was some big hulking gym rat. I wasn't. I'm saying that's the exercise that I did.
You came
and
in
I
here.
Was a skinny. I was a skinny guy, and I remember doing push-ups until you just get tired and say, all right, let's do something else.
You came in here and said, I'm Frank Zane.
The Wolf of Wash Ave, you know him as the host of We Are Live. He says, why does Doug hate honesty? Hashtag Team Chuck. So it's 2-2.
I love Doug. Don't get me wrong. I love Doug. All I'm saying is that seemed like a lot of full, proper, strict push-ups.
Well, now you've said that 10 times, and 10 times I've said, no, by your definition, they probably weren't full, proper push-ups. It was probably just going like halfway up.
All right. We can agree then.
All right.
All I'm saying is when Tim asked the question of how many push-ups you can do, I think it's important that we all know what type of push-up we're talking about, just so our audience has full transparency.
Okay. Let me say it an 11th time. No, by your definition, they probably weren't perfect Jack LaLanne push-ups. They were probably just kind of halfway up or whatever I felt like doing.
All right, that's all I'm saying. I'm not mad about it. We're still friends, right?
Not really.
What happened? Just because of that?
Well, no, there's been many issues over the years.
What else? There has been. What else? The birthday thing?
Yeah, there was the birthday thing.
Gosh.
You've called me names in the past.
Mm. You called me names.
Well,
you're the one that started the whole fat thing.
You had it coming.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope we can repair this.
I don't think so.
Tim?
I think you guys can get past it.
It's going to be awkward, though.
It helps to have this nice dipping sopping.
It does.
Just delivered.
It's a black market original barbecue and dipping sauce.
Mm-hmm.
From Moberly. Here's Vladimir Tarasenko, Doug, on pursuing the Central Division Championship title nurse.
Hit the leader.
I think we need to think more about winning the Stanley Cup.
Boy, that was a short soundbite.
Wow.
Maybe we should hit that again. I'll get ready to listen this time.
I think we need to think more about winning the Stanley Cup.
Okay, that's a reasonable thought.
I like that.
I like that, too. It's like when Dixie and Kevin Carter and DeMarco Farr were walking off the field in Charlotte, North Carolina in late 1999. And Dick Vermeil said, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. That is what that soundbite reminds me of, if you pay really close attention and can understand it.
It sounds like the kind of soundbite that you would run if they told you you've only got like a minute to do this story on the Blues game. A minute. And you have some really good sound bites, but you've got to cut them down to like 2 and 3 seconds apiece. Those are the kind of sound bites we use, sound bites.
Also, if you're in the TV business, you would allow that sound bite to run. And usually what happens is when the sound bite runs, it allows you a couple seconds to kind of catch your breath, get ready for your next story. Maybe you're transitioning to Cardinals, but then you'd be right back on camera in like 2 seconds.
On cam.
Mm-hmm. On cam.
And not quite
And now
ready.
Moving on to the Birds, trying to turn the page from a tough 3 games in Pittsburgh, nice. Boy, headed to Atlanta, Jaime Garcia pitching in game one.
Huh. In that case, the transition took almost as long as the soundbite.
Mm. Correct. Mm.
And they're already telling you to wrap it up.
Pretty much.
Weather went a little long again.
Got to get the 5 day in.
Weather always goes long.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
No, they don't care.
Producer Joe chiming in.
And he's a push-up aficionado.
Yeah, and I don't know what that was about, but I do recall in the final couple of years of his producing of this show, he would come in the studio during commercial breaks and just do push-ups.
Yeah.
And
he could probably do them darn near indefinitely.
He says, when I was doing push-ups all the time during breaks from the show, I maxed out at 125. Doug is way off, but he's old. He just doesn't remember anymore.
Well, that could be. That's a possibility.
Producer Joe has struck.
I didn't mean to antagonize Doug. I really didn't.
No, you never do that.
I'm just saying that that seemed like a lot to me. But also, sometimes, you know, you have, like, when you do these fitness tests, sometimes you have to do it strict. Sometimes you can just knock them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they'll put the fist underneath your chest, and you have to go down and touch the fist.
Ooh, a little fist.
We just read about some guy doing 10,000 in a row.
I don't know. I mean, I can't believe that, though. Minoru Yoshida, 10,507 nonstop. This makes no sense, though. It says the record for a man is that guy, 10,507. The record for a woman is 302. You're telling me that a man can do...
Men have much more upper body strength than women.
That many more?
You're not just a handsome man, but a powerful one as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm also seeing the most in a minute. The most in 1 minute, I'm seeing, I think it's 189.
Holy moly, cockatoo.
But that's... And they said it's tough to actually... Oh, I'm sorry. It's 199. Somebody else saying 138, and they're disputing it because of the strictness of the push-up.
Mm.
So you're doing 3 a second? 3 plus? 3.2?
Yeah, that seems almost physically impossible.
It says the last record that was accepted by the Guinness Book of Records, 138, achieved by Roy Berger, a Canadian, on February 28th, 2004 in Ottawa.
Mm.
Home of the Senators, nice win, 3-1 over the Panthers last night. Keep an eye on that bunch.
I don't really want to.
I mean, I know they're done and everything this weekend, but still.
I don't want to keep an eye on them now.
Keep an eye on them. Think about it. Dotem.
Okay.
Let's see where the Twitter poll is, Doug. Let's see. Jamie Hoisington said, yeah, Doug did 200 push-ups on another man's back.
Who was it, Tim?
Jamie Hoisington.
Jamie Hoisington has been suspended.
On Twitter.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the Ragazzi's Handsome Leather-Bound Suspension Logule. Ragazzi's, large gluten-free menu, steam table open daily, 11 to 2 for quick lunch, cafeteria-style, 13 offerings, 850, located on 4945 Daggett on the Hill.
This doesn't seem to make any sense. This website, they have all different categories. One of them is how many push-ups you can do with hands on raw eggs.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Is that what you're
112? 112 by Johann Schneider.
Oh, Schneidzi, yeah.
And also, one-armed push-ups with a hand on a raw egg.
Okay.
That was 8, just 8 by Daryl Leary. He's also Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
There's he. Yeah.
Did it on a TV show. It's called Breakfast Television Edmonton.
And the trick is not to smash the egg, I guess.
Apparently.
Currently, 53% think Doug did 200 push-ups in a row in the 1970s. That's 137 people have voted on this.
They have?
Yeah.
I don't think Doug is lying. Don't get me wrong. I just think the strictness of the push-up is what we're talking about. That's all I'm saying.
Well, for the 12th time, I will
Doug,
tell you
I know,
that
we
I'm
agree
sure
now.
I didn't do entire full stretch-up push-ups.
We're not mad at each other.
My goal was not to...
Shake my hand. Shake my hand.
Oh, my word.
I'm extending an olive branch.
My goal was not to officially qualify for some sort of push-up. It's simply the exercise that I did for college baseball. That's what I did. And that's about how many I would do.
All I'm
and
saying
then be exhausted,
is Tim,
and then move on about my day.
Tim posed a question, and then we had a nice debate about it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we all talk about
it's not an important issue in the least.
I set aside 40 minutes in the show to...
It's in the rundown,
it's
right
not
here.
The least bit.
Push-up talk.
The last thing I would want to do is leave the impression that I'm some big fitness guru, some big superstar in the gym or the weight room. Wasn't me. I was a skinny little rail.
I saw
That's
a picture
all.
Of you, like, what was it, Teddy Atlas? Who was it that was holding the globe over his head?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. There were a few of those that made the rounds, but that was after I was all pumped up.
Guys, this website doesn't make any sense. Let me keep reading stupid crap off of it. Thank you, Mario Pandolfo.
I do agree
one
with
of the
that.
Pandolfo brothers, sure.
It doesn't seem to make sense, but it is a website devoted to record holders for push-ups. So.
If you put a Klondike bar in front of Marlo, he'd do push-ups nonstop.
This is also true.
Mm. Doug, a lot of texts are coming in, a lot of votes on the Twitter tweets. People feel really strongly about this issue as whether or not
they shouldn't. They shouldn't, because it really wasn't an important thing.
Out 173 votes, 54%. You're trending in the right direction.
But it's still 50-50. So the court of public opinion, right down the middle, pretty much.
All right.
For the margin of error.
Somebody in Buffalo, New York, 2015, did 175 push-ups in 60 seconds. Buffalo, New York. Jeffrey Warrick.
Oh, Warzy. Yeah. Boy, he could crank him out.
The self-proclaimed world champion push-up king. And it was verified on camera.
Wasn't really.
Hey, guys, my kids are listening, and they want to know if Doug is lying about his push-ups. Yeah, he's going to have to explain that to his kids.
Well, not really. Not really.
Whether or not you did 200 push-ups, Ryan Kelly... we know this. He did your refi.
Yeah.
And by God, we want the listeners, when they're buying homes, and a lot of our listeners right now are looking at some new properties in Ladue.
Well, probably none of them, but he can push up your financial situation. Questions? Yes, Chuck.
I was going to say he can push down your interest rate.
Nice.
Yes.
That was well done.
And push up your bank account.
Well done.
And then he'll push up some more service that you've got coming.
But he won't lie about it. Go ahead.
He's only the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. He's the number three in the nation for FHA volume, number nine in the nation for most loans closed this year. If you're refinancing or if you're going to buy a new house, and they say the housing market is on fire right now. It's a seller's market. People are selling their house very, very quickly. Prices
hotcakes.
Are going up. Yeah, it's going like hotcakes. You got to get out there, and you're going to want to know what your mortgage is. Maybe you ought to get pre-approved before you go looking for a house. Ryan Kelly can do all that for you. The housing market, hot, hot, hot. Many are selling the day they come on the market. Never been more important to have a strong mortgage lender. So if you're considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get yourself pre-approved. He can do it the very same day you call in. Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, Ryan Kelly and his team make the process very, very easy from start to finish without all the headaches and the hassles. His number is 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. And his website is thehomeloanexpert.com, the Home Loan Expert LLC.
Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this award-winning presentation. Guys, producer Joe is such a dumb little twink. Do all the push-ups you want. Timberfake still has that strap, son.
Mm-hmm.
Ray King is struck.
Wow. Always got to bring that up.
Yeah.
Well, it's always there.
Haunting.
He was supposed to leave town, I believe.
He's had his chance to get back in the squared circle.
Against who?
Timberfake.
Yeah, Timberfake said
for a rematch.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
I bet you if the price is right, Joe would do that.
I don't think so, actually.
Not even for a large purse? Prize purse?
I wonder if I threw $10,000 his way, if he would do it.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Who wouldn't?
I don't know. He seems very, very vigilant about never doing that again. That scarred him. That was like 4 years ago, and he still hears about it. I bet a week doesn't go by where he doesn't hear about it.
But if you've already lost to the gentleman, and you have to live with that, you might as well try and beat him again and make some money off it.
Yeah, because it was close.
Worst thing is you lose again, which you already lost. Not a huge deal. Best case scenario, you win and defend your honor, Doug.
Maybe he needs Evan McCoskey to come back for a tune-up fracas.
Where's he at? L.A., I think?
He's in L.A.
He's a media member, man.
That's true.
What's he doing in L.A.? He got a better gig?
I don't know.
L.A. demanded that he come out there and take a show with him?
We might be out there.
We're not going out there.
There's a lot of buzz around the St. Louis market, and other people were hearing about it.
Yep.
About his presentation?
This one, too, though.
Yep.
Like I said, when I was in Vegas, people were talking.
Thank you, Charlie. We're going to have Talk Blues Blackhawks again coming up here at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Steve Conrad, 15-year NHL veteran and Blackhawks TV analyst. He's going to be with us at 8 o'clock. Blues with the win last night. What did Vladimir Tarasenko have to say about this Central Division? Just to give
it was very
ideas.
Brief.
No, take a listen.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
I think we need to think more about winning the Stanley Cup.
See, very brief comments.
But a powerful one. Hey, maybe we'll win the Central. I don't know. You know what? It's not
right.
Under our control at this point.
I think that was his point. Somebody asked him.
Let's win the Chalice. Let's go out there and win the Chalice. We have 25 wins on the road. If we have home ice, fine. But you know what? We have 25 wins on the road.
Oh, yeah.
So that I don't care if we have home ice. We'll win at the United Center. We'll win at the Scott Trade Center.
I think what he was saying is we don't just care about winning our conference. We want to win the whole thing.
Yeah. We're not worried about getting past the first round. We're going to get past the first round.
Hold on a second. Isn't winning the Central more important than the Cup?
314-880-0808.
There's another poll for you.
Yep.
Like most people, I think, they have the rings for the division championships at the end of their career, and they say, you know, I won four division championships. They don't really talk about...
I don't think they give them out like that.
Cups.
I'll check into it, but I don't think they give out rings for division.
They do. Actually, I saw Roman Turek and Martin Brodeur talking. What was it? Where was that? The Denny's on Hampton.
I don't know.
In February. And Brodeur's like, yeah, we won the cup in 2000. And Roman Turek's like, yeah, President's Trophy, though.
I mean, and he held up a ring and the trophy, a replica of the trophy.
Yep. So do some show prep.
I saw on the Blues.
And also stop lying about your push-ups.
At the Blues practice rink yesterday or 2 days ago, I saw Roman Turek was a second team all-NHL goalie 1 year.
This year?
Not this year. No, he doesn't play now. Pay attention, Tim and Roman.
Oh, and Nolan. Heads up. Doug, Steve Conrad going to join us, talk about the Blues, Blackhawks. What a game it was last night in Chicago. Oh, the exasperated look on the fans in the United Center when Vladimir Tarasenko tied things up with a minute 14 remaining. The hands went in the air like Norm Stewart after a bad call against his Missouri Tigers. Just kind of, you got to be kidding me. That's what it was. That's coming up next on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.